Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 34, 20 Million Flower Pots. Everybody loves an underdog, as the saying goes. But whenever a rural occupation confronts an industrial revolution, doom inevitably results. In this regard, early American redware potters were singularly marked out. They might marry the tavern keeper's daughter, lots of business was transacted in taverns, or open a dry goods store, another reliable outlet, in order to keep the work coming in and avoid their fate. Some switched to stoneware. Some quit altogether. Others found salvation in flower pots. Abraham Hughes of Weston, Massachusetts, wasn't thinking this when he opened a redware shop in 1765. He relied on word-of-mouth sales within walking distance of Weston, instead of the huge nearby Boston market. Still, probate records at his death put him solidly in the middle income bracket. In fact, his was to be one of the few redware potteries to remain continuously active, caveats galore, until the 1960s. Abraham Hughes II had big plans for the shop. He actually listed himself in tax rolls as Potter. Abraham I only ever called himself Yeoman. Things went well, even though Abraham II phased out extraneous slip decoration after 1800, like most New England redware potters would. But the writing was on the wall by the 1860s. The Hughes family began the switch to flower pots, both molded and handmade, to stay alive. They relocated next to clay pits shared by North Cambridge, Massachusetts brickmakers in 1871. The Panic of 1893 erased North Cambridge's brick industry, leaving all that clay to A.C. Hughes and Company. So perhaps it's no surprise that at the dawn of the 20th century, the Hughes pottery could boast an output of over 20 million flower pots, more than anyone, anywhere, ever. Plastics finally slew the Hughes clay flower pot business in the 1960s. One family's 200-year involvement in clay ended. It might date me, but it's a personal thrill as a redware potter myself, to think that one small slice of redware pottery history saw its closing chapter in my own lifetime. It's nice to feel connected. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that very quotable adage by William Cowper. Happiness depends, as nature shows, less on exterior things than most suppose.